In the latest installment of our news experiment, we asked for your questions about the August 21st solar eclipse in Idaho. We got a lot of great questions, and because this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, Samantha Wright decided to answer all 17 of them, some on the air this morning, and the rest on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. So we start off with Lucy Price from Boise. She works near Ann Morrison Park and will be on the job the morning of the eclipse. So naturally, she wants to know how eclipse viewing will be in Boise. She kicks off our speed round of questions on the eclipse.
From Boise, what position in the sky will the eclipse be? Will we be able to see it from town?
So from Boise, we will definitely be able to see the eclipse, assuming that it's clear that day, assuming that it's not cloudy.
This is Brian Jackson, physics professor at Boise State University.
And so if you want to get a sense for where the sun's going to be during the eclipse, go outside and see where the sun is at about 10 o'clock in the morning. The sun will be in about the same place on August 21st.
John from CUNA wants to know, what percentage of the full eclipse will we see in Boise?
Boise is not technically in the path of totality, which means we will not see a total eclipse from Boise. But we are very close to the path of totality, and that means we will see a very nearly total eclipse. It will be 99.555% total here in Boise. That means that the sun will be about 200,000 times darker than it usually is, and the sky will be about as dark as it is as twilight is setting in. So it'll definitely be a very noticeable effect here in Boise.
And Maria in Boise wants to know, how long will it get dark in Boise?
Here in Boise, it'll probably be noticeably dark for a few minutes. It kind of depends on how sensitive your eyes are, really, as to whether or not you can tell how dark it is. But you will definitely notice it, and it'll last probably for a few minutes.
Jason in Boise says, will there be visible partial eclipses on the days prior to the total eclipse?
Yeah, this is a really great question. The answer is no. The moon and the sun are actually really small in the sky, and they only align right during the eclipse. They'll get very close to each other in the days leading up to the eclipse, but they won't actually pass in front of one another at all until the day of the eclipse.
And Karen in Parma asked, how will Idaho highway districts control traffic on the morning of the eclipse when locals are headed to the zone of totality?
Construction will be halted on the day of the eclipse, and there will be no maintenance activities occurring.
This is Jennifer Gonzalez. She's with the Idaho Transportation Department in Boise.
All of our crews will be out. We will be monitoring various areas along the state highway system and ensuring that we keep the roads open the best that we can. However, it does fall to motorists to expect potential delays because of it.
And that leads us to Lori in Boise. What will traffic be like on Highway 55 between McCall and Boise? She's unsure whether to watch in Donnelly or drive to Boise so she's not stuck. Is there any way to know?
There is just no way to know. What we are hearing from other partner agencies is that after the eclipse ends, there is talk that there is going to be a mass exodus from these various locations back to Boise and other points. We know what Sundays are like during the summer on that route. It's very heavy as folks return from a call to Boise. We can likely expect that times a good percentage more just due to the vast number of people that are wanting to go to Smith Ferry, Donnelly, Crouch, McCall, etc.
Gonzalez also says travelers should be aware that for a lot of Highway 55, it's hard to get cell phone service. Meg in Boise asked this question, when did Idaho become aware this was going to be a big deal for the state, and is there a coordinated effort or are towns on their own?
No, there is most definitely a coordinated effort.
This is Megan Rock. She's the director of the Idaho Commerce Department.
Our team at Commerce and through our tourism staff became aware of this significant event well over a year ago. Our team has been working closely with the Idaho Office of Emergency Management and a number of other partners, including the Hospital Association, Department of Health and Welfare, Transportation, the National Guard, State Police, BLM, and many others to ensure that we're actively out there communicating with our communities to ensure that the eclipse is a successful event.
Katie in Meridian asked, what is the state anticipating in terms of travelers from outside of Idaho? How many people are going to come?
It's always a little bit difficult to project, but the best information we have is through a nationwide entity called the GreatAmericanEclipse.com, which has anticipated that Idaho could see anywhere from around 100,000 visitors to about 370,000 visitors coming into Idaho specifically to see the eclipse.
And what about Lucy Price from Boise, who wanted to know if she could see it from town? Where will she be during the big eclipse?
I plan to go to work that day and just go outside and watch it. Got my glasses last weekend, ready to go.
You can find the rest of the answers to your eclipse questions at our website. Just go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And while you're there, maybe submit a question about something you're curious to know in the Gem State. Again, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.